Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 16th day of December. Man, we're halfway there now. 16th day of December 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 36 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and we've got about another inch of snow. It's not supposed to snow today or tomorrow, but it's supposed to start snowing again, and we're starting to get an accumulation in the mountains that we can cross our fingers. I mean, if we get the 10 feet that I want, that should take us to June before we're choking on the Californian smoke blowing down from the south, but we'll take what we can get. You know, it's that winter thing. I hate it. I love it. I love it. I hate it. We need the snow. We got to have moisture. There ain't no two ways about it. Anyways, let's see what we got here. Speaker Pelosi rejects the idea of congressional stock trading ban. I wish Cor bet you she does. Claiming we're a free market economy. We are? I mean, how do we separate that? And we'll get into that as soon as we return. I woke up in a Soho store where a policeman knew my name. He said, "You can't go sleeping home tonight if you can get up and walk away." I sat back to the underground and the breeze blew back my hair. I remember throwing punches around and cages on my chair.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Speaker Pelosi rejects the idea of congressional stock trading ban, claiming we're a free market economy. Fuck you, Pelosi, you piece of shit. These son of a bitches are all fucking, I mean, you're there, they're making fucking laws and insider fucking trading, and it's pure fucking criminal and everybody fucking knows it. But, oh, let's see what Nancy has to say. This is from Zero Hedge. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who is worth $114 million. Now, you look at that sorry piece of shit and tell me what makes her worth $114 million unless it was fucking accumulated through fucking criminal activity. And just 2 months ago was railing about how capitalism has not served us well. It's not a capitalist country and we're not supposed to be practicing capitalism. It's supposed to be free enterprise, you motherfuckers, and we're supposed to have a currency without debt attached to it, provided by the fucking, what was supposed to be the fucking, our servants in fucking our government. It was supposed to be our government. We're the bosses, you're the bitches. But that ain't the way it turned out, is it? And we didn't get the goddamn riches of our country. Who got the fucking riches of our country? Chinese got the fucking riches of our country. Fucking every fucking nationality around the world that's a member of the international corporate mafia elite got the fucking riches of our country. And they're gonna give them fucking back. All it took was, excuse me, go ahead.
That's why they demonized Hitler, because he turned the country around in 3 years. He's Time Magazine 3 times, you know, man of the year. And I mean, he brought the country back from living in the streets to the most powerful country in the world in 3 years.
Yeah, he did. I mean,
he was printing their own money, not the Jew money.
Exactly, and that's really all it takes. But I mean, you know, a lot of people bring up Adolf Hitler. I got no more use for fascism than I do for goddamn any other socialism, communism, any isms. If we had what we're supposed to have, we would be the deciders of fucking how our money is fucking spent. We are not. We're just the god cogs in the machine. And we hand our fucking money over to them and they hand us back what we're allowed to have. Fuck them. They have no authority to do so. They've never had any authority to tax the individual. And they fucking know it. Like they know all the rest of this shit. I mean, this isn't goddamn something new that we've been discovered that, oh, they just, what they're just going to say, we didn't know we're going to stop that. There's only one way this shit stops, and that's when we stop it. We are a free market economy. They should be able to participate in that. Why should they be able to participate in that? If they are involved in secret government, and it is secret fucking government, I mean, you fucking have to get a FOIA request to fucking get information that belongs to you that was created with your fucking money, supposedly by your fucking employees, and you have to get a fucking permission from a fucking communist, international corporate mafia appointed fucking judge to get the public fucking, documents. They're all public documents. They all fucking belong to us, and they can't tell us what we can look at and what we can't. But they do. They run a secret government, and they make secret fucking deals just like Frankenstein down there in fucking California. Her old man's run, you know, she set him up for a fucking goddamn a train line, you know, from fucking, I think from down south in L.A. up to fucking Sacramento or some kind of shit. But they're doing it all the time, and they're doing it right in your fucking face. Are they making the wage that you pay them, or are they making fucking billions of fucking dollars trading in stock when they have the inside? When they fucking are making policies and enforcing them as laws that fucking affects the fucking outcome of the fucking numbers, huh? Oh yeah, they should be allowed to do that because they're a fucking corporate elite, you piece of shit, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I think the whole fucking hag's gonna fucking die. God damn, she's gotta be 110 fucking years old. I hear they take her back as soon as she speaks and put her on a fucking gurney and take her up to our fucking room. Who's all that fucking money for? Or her progeny? You want that to be your goddamn royalty that fucking rules over you? That's going to rule over your fucking children? It's going to rule over your grandchildren? Is that what you want? Yeah, they should be. This shouldn't even be a goddamn question. Of course you can't. Free market economy. They should be able to participate in that. Pelosi said of the idea of barring members of Congress from trading individual stocks while in office. Why can't you stop while you're not? Well, because that's when you make the big fucking money, right? You're the insiders. I mean, a fucking decision by a fucking the Congress, or a decision by the fucking courts, or a decision by the fucking Senate, or a goddamn dictate handed down from the executive of this fucking corporation. It is a fucking corporation on fucking paper. It is a fucking corporation that is fucking incorporated fucking 50 other corporations. Everything in this goddamn country is a goddamn corporation. But people who fucking make money off of corporations should be allowed to be in government and make the rules that fucking benefit them, huh?
What's even worse is after they quit, they get the big jobs, you know, for voting certain ways.
Well, it's like a wiping your ass on a hula hoop. You know, they go out of government, they go into fucking a big industry, they go back out of big industry, back into fucking government. Just like, Steve Mnuchin, the fucking former CEO of Goldman Sachs being your fucking treasurer, when he should have been fucking in prison at least. He should have been hung. Look what he did to the people of this fucking country. But hey man, they think they're the fucking elite. They think that they fucking rule just because I say so, and I have lots of these little green notes that people will take to fucking fight. Well, get your goddamn little green notes, get your fucking fighters, and let's do this, bitch. I despise that fucking hag. I mean, you talk about a fucking hag. Why are you trying to gussy yourself up to try to look like what? You can don't even look like as good as a pig with lipstick on, you fucking cow. Let me see where Congress trading stocks in office. Okay. This, if people aren't reporting, they should be Pelosi responsible. Fuck you. They don't pay no goddamn tax. You know, they told us that about 4 years ago, that like about 80 or 90% of the fucking Congress and Senate and all, they owe years and years of taxes. They just don't fucking pay them. You know why? Because they know they don't have to. They know there is no goddamn law in this goddamn country. They know that it's just a goddamn this is a fucking monarchy. This is a fucking like a kingdom of in a fucking the empire, the British fucking empire, they think. There's just one thing standing in their way in this fucking new world order they want so they can put us on our knees, and that is that goddamn Bill of Rights, and I'll add the fucking guns. It should be. 49 members of Congress and 182 staffers have violated the Stock Act that prevents insider trading. Have any of these people gone to jail? Have they been even prosecuted? Have they even been fucking charged? The answer to that is no. Because they fucking are not above, they write the fucking policy. A policy comes up that fucking can harm them. I mean, they'll write it, fucking enforce it with private fucking security services, Blackwater USA on you. But it comes up to where they're fucking busted doing the same. Well, we'll make an exemption for us. You can't tax us. I mean, I'm so fucking sick of this whole idea. You know, people in this country doing, like when fucking Harry and whatever name Meghan had their fucking these babies, these fucking English motherfuckers, and they're all fucking, oh God, they're so excited. Like it was like there's some fact that fuck you even know them. You're a bunch of fucking weirdos, man. You know how fucked up that is? And then Harry and what's her name fucking moved back here, and now they're saying that her son could be the first English fucking English royalty, his name happens to be George, to sit in the seat of the president. I mean, she's talking about running for fucking office. No, you're not, Duchess. You better get your fucking ass back to England. You'll be trapped here. They'll be trying to extradite you, and we'll be saying, fuck you. We're taking this treasonous bitch is going to fucking go to a fucking, she's going to go to the fucking courts, our common law courts. We took this country back, and then we're coming for you, you fat little whore sitting over there on the goddamn throne. We know what's going on. We know who you are. We know what you are. We know that you are without your fucking wealth to try to persuade people to kill their brothers and sisters when they could just take the fucking money from you is getting to be a hard sell, ain't it? When they consider what they're coming up against. Excuse me. Well, let's see what else these privileged motherfuckers have to say. This stance puts Pelosi... go ahead, sorry.
I was just saying the cheapest 30-odd six rounds I can find for $3 each. You'd think they 50 calibers.
I happen to have an article talking about the imports coming in from fucking Russia, but I know what you're talking about. I looked online while I was over at the hardware store the other day. For 40 caliber, I mean, this is the most fucking popular fucking round. It's a NATO round. It's used by the fucking, by the military and the fucking police. And a box of 50 fucking 40 caliber Smith & Wessons was $20.29 fucking cents. And I mean, they got like a fucking, what, a quarter, 4 grains of fucking powder in them. They put them on the shelf. You know, it's all of a sudden they appeared on the shelf for fucking national fucking corporate boondoggle day, so that they
I believe Homeland Security's got 2.5 billion rounds of it.
Well, I'm right sure they are, and I think that it belongs to us, and we need to take it back. And they got a lot of our ordnance, but do they have what it takes to hold it? against the fucking largest army on the planet Earth, if just 40 million of us fucking step up and just go at them like fucking mad savages, we'll overrun them. We'll wipe them clear off the planet. They'll be sending for their Chinese allies real fucking quick. And we'll kill them even faster. We'll get the fucking patriots in the labs on that one. Absolutely right, man. The fucking ammo. I was looking online, and I'm telling you, like a standard box of fucking like you saying 30-06, man, $60-70 fucking dollars. Are you fucking kidding me? It's unbelievable. But it's just gouging you. It's just like the gasoline. There's a shortage because they want it to be a shortage so that they can fucking take from more transfer. They're always talking about, we're trying to transfer the money from the filthy, 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 filthy rich down to them damn poor. The top 1% get 99% of the fucking wealth of this country. Do you think they're worth it? Are they doing anything for you except fucking walking all over your fucking rights and pretending like they're your corporate lords? I don't think they're fucking worth it. I think we better take it fucking back. Because it's stolen. You get that much goddamn money. You get that much fucking wealth for doing nothing. You stole it. It's a scam. The stance puts Pelosi immediately at odds with both Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's AOC. Who have spoken out against members of Congress trading individual stocks. It's absolutely ludicrous that members of Congress can hold and trade individual stock while in office, AOC said earlier this year via Twitter. The access and influence we have should be exercised for the public interest, not our profit. It shouldn't be legal for us to trade individual stock with the info we have. Warren referred to the trading by members of Congress as brazenness when asked by Insider for comment. She continued, "We need both together laws and enforcement of those laws." Yeah, you got all kinds of laws, like the laws fucking against the fucking immigrants, the fucking invaders. The foreign aliens coming across your goddamn border. They ain't laws. You can't make fucking laws. You cannot make one fucking law. Get that through your head, fucking corporation. You have no jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country. You're a fucking invader. You are here by force. Go ahead.
They shouldn't have information that's not general public.
Exactly. Have the goddamn guts and the fucking balls to stand up here and say, we should be able to do this. We should be able to be inside traders. You out there busting your fucking ass and thinking you're going to put some money into, or, you know, have a portfolio for your 501c3, and these motherfuckers are manipulating the goddamn stocks to make themselves fucking money. God damn it, that's what they're doing. And they admit that they're doing it. They admit that there's had broken 182 Congress and 182 staffers have violated the Stock Act that prevents insider trading. It's 182 people. They've been arrested, right? They've been prosecuted. They won't be. This is letting you know that they're the fucking elite, and they throw in Alexander Ocasio-Cortez to say, see, if we had this communism, we went, like, fuck you. We know what communism is. It's corporatism too. They're all fucking capitalists. The communists are fucking capitalists. You don't believe it? Look at fucking China. Do they have fucking billionaires and do they have fucking peasants? Yes, they fucking do. They have people going hungry. They have fucking slaves picking cotton and billionaires that are making the fucking money from the slave labor. But you want to fucking look at this goddamn country and try to act like we, the people here, you think we're fucking stupid and weak, and you're going to find out we're not. We're not those fucking punks walking around the goddamn city with their fucking pants down around their fucking knees. If we get a chance and nobody's looking, we'd knock one of them motherfuckers out just for the fun of it. Oh, where were we here? She continued, we need, oh yeah, okay, we did that. We noted back in April of this year that Pelosi's husband was using all options to buy names like Microsoft ahead of lucrative government contracts. They're going to get, come on! They're negotiating the contracts that are going to decide how much these companies made, and her husband's there fucking buying up the stock. I know how much that one's going to, I ain't telling you. This is more transfer of, I mean, goddamn you, this is the most mass transfer of fucking wealth from the poorest fucking people in this country to the richest fucking people in this country I have ever witnessed. And I've witnessed a lot over my life. See what else we got going on. Here it is. Russia sending record number of bullets to U.S. So you think the fucking bullet prices would come down or, you know, what? No, the fucking store is gouging your fucking ass. Because they're not paying the Russians that much for that ammo, no more than they ever fucking did. But there's a loophole. I guess you got to be oi oi a mason, ring knocker. You got to know that handshake and all that kind of shit. But there is a way to do it, I suppose. Exports of Russian ammunition to the United States have hit an all-time high, despite Washington imposing sanctions on Moscow's arm industries, forcing buyers to exploit loopholes to get their hands on supplies of bullets and shells. There's loopholes in this. Why can't I exploit that fucking loophole and buy directly from the fucking Russians? Instead, these fucking Masons and these goddamn fucking Jews get to come over here and fucking jack the price up. I mean, Charlie's telling you is the truth. You go look at the prices they're putting on this shit. If you're a poor, this is another way of fucking disarming the fucking poor from the poor up. But you ain't doing it. We already got our goddamn bullets, bitches. And we don't need to practice. We practiced a plenty all our fucking lives. If we fire a bullet, we fire a bullet for fucking meat or to fucking get rid of a fucking enemy. And you have declared war on us, you son of a bitches, so the bullets are for fucking you. We're saving them for you. So you just, I mean, like I said, this whole thing right here, this is why they're trying to explain the ammunition being on the shelves. What do you know? Corporate fucking boondoggle days coming up. Man, we're going to sell a lot of rifles if we just had some goddamn bullets on the shelf, because people quit buying fucking guns because there was no goddamn ammunition and you couldn't get none. And that's the goddamn truth, people. The shelves were full of fucking guns, but there was no fucking bullets. So who's going to buy a fucking gun? What do you want, a fancy club? That's why you're seeing them on the shelves, and that's why, I mean, God, I saw some fucking, like, match rounds that were over $100 fucking dollars for 20. I shit you not. And bullet, I'm just sitting there, my eyes were bobbing out of my head. I hadn't looked about a month ago, I looked at that, you know, to see what the situation was, and it was about the same as it had been for quite a while. But you just go back just before this goddamn lying pandemic shit, they had already doubled the price of ammunition. I had that shortage because Obama. It was Obama's and everybody's buying a gun. There's a fucking bullet shortage. So there's a shortage. So instead of fucking ramping up manufacturing to meet the fucking demand with an honest profit. These motherfuckers, you got to imagine what kind of profit they're making. They're paying probably about $2 or $3 a box for these fucking shells and selling them for $60 and $70. This is fucking Jew action, man. This is who's fucking benefiting. And here again, you have the people vested in these goddamn ammunition companies, and I bet you a lot of them are fucking in this Congress. What do you want to bet? And I bet you they're making fucking bank off of the corporate boondoggle day, because they got their money. They knew that they were going to allow these loopholes. See, loopholes are only for certain fucking people, evidently. As I see no fucking loophole for me to be able to afford to buy more ammunition. But somehow, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, even after Hodgkin's had closed completely down, and they had the monopoly on the fucking reloading supplies in this goddamn country, their propellants anyway, and all of a sudden, like, right when it's coming up on Christmas, because everybody knows Jesus wants you to buy a gun. So, I mean, we could sell a lot of these. We got racks and racks of guns. I mean, there were for a while, the guns were kind of fucking scarce. You know, you didn't see very many when you go in the store. But man, they got racks, or they got fucking guns and guns and guns. But you can't sell guns unless you got ammunition for people to shoot them. And most people, you know, they fucking can afford to go buy one of these fucking guns at the prices they're fucking charging. Well, they can afford fucking $60 or $80 a box for fucking bullets that used to cost fucking, you know, $10 or $12 fucking dollars a box. Not even 5 fucking years ago, people. This is just another fucking move. It serves two fucking purposes. It fucking makes them a zillion fucking dollars. And it also denies bullets. What about the poor people? What about the person who can't afford to pay that much? Better not be shooting your ammo, boys. Because I'll tell you how to get more. It's not a big secret. And you're going to have to fight. That's how you're going to have to do it. But we've got a plenty to fucking rip. If we just only had to take care of the pricks in this country, it would be a fucking elk hunt, and everybody wouldn't get an elk, and some would come home disappointed. But the bottom line is pardon?
Everybody should be issued all the guns and ammo they want.
When I was, about the time they ended it, I was about the time I was turning 18. They had a National Guard Army right down in Klamath Falls there. You could go down there and walk in there, you know, and show your identification, show who you were. And they would give you a fucking M1 Grand and 1,000 rounds of ammunition to take home to keep at your house for national defense. And now that armory doesn't even have fucking guns in it for the soldiers. They emptied the son of a bitch out. Now you can figure they're trying to get the guns in just the hands of their fucking corporate fucking mafia. That's what they want. And then you're helpless, and then you're fucking Australia. You know, they're fucking walking all over you. It's going to cost you a lot of fucking lives just to get enough guns back so you can turn the fucking tide. And I guarantee you
like a million M1 Grands that were surplus, brand new, and Obama destroyed them.
He destroyed them, son of a bitches, and they belong to us. Did you get your money for them guns? I didn't.
I cried. I thought
the M1 Grand's a fucking badass war rifle, man.
It's perfect.
You goddamn right it is. Yeah, they destroyed him. Hey, that fucking shit belonged to us. Well, it's just like what they just left in fucking Afghanistan, ain't it? $90 billion worth of shit that I want? That's my stuff, you motherfuckers. I never gave you permission to give that to the Afghanis. And why in the hell did you do it anyway? So that in fucking another year or two, you can go back over there and they can shoot our people that are stupid enough to join with that United Nations fucking lie of a fucking army. So that they can get their arms blowed off, get their faces shot off, get killed using our own ordnance. I mean, do you know how much the Jews love that shit? You know how long they've been doing this shit? Didn't they do the same thing in Iraq? Oh, we evacuated Iraq, but we left an army intact. We left a goddamn badass army intact. Well, what do you know? The next day they went and took off their fucking camos and put on black pajamas. We have a new threat. We need more money. We need more money for the industrial war complex. They go clear back to Russia and the Lend-Lease program. They have been arming the goddamn enemies to attack the people of the United States for fucking ever. That goddamn queen over there thinks she still owns this. There's no deception they're not capable of. Until we get law to fucking put them in their place and hold them there to get a fucking rein on them and get rid of this goddamn corporation, get rid of this fucking 14th Amendment, get rid of all their all your statutes are gone. You motherfuckers, every one of them are fucking unlawful, and you know it. They're all gone. And you're not taxing my goddamn personal fucking income, what I make with my own fucking hands. You've never had the authority. You do not have the fucking authority. You will never have the fucking authority. But you're going to go. It kills you. There ain't that goddamn many of them. And look what they're fucking doing. And nobody's hurting back. Well, until you start hurting them back, this is what you're going to get, and this is what you fucking deserve. But I don't deserve it, because I have fought back. Many fucking times. Every fucking time. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die?
Axes flash, rocks all swing, shining armors piercing ring. Houses run with a powder shield. Fight those bastards till they yield.
Midnight mare, blood red roan.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time. And, of course, that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrists. We can make them all die real fucking quick. Quit polishing and start shooting. That's what it would take. Just enforce that fucking law, man. And of all the things that I imagine when you're young. I mean, I was young, and I imagine that the thing that would fucking, you'd be saying is, we just have to enforce the law. But they fucking enforced the fucking admiralty tyranny. And I mean, they brought it down hard, and they removed the fucking law. Now they're in fucking gross violation of the highest law in this fucking land. They are criminals. They are international fucking criminals. Nancy Pelosi's an international fucking criminal. Every goddamn one of them's an international fucking criminal. And in this country, they have committed treason and sedition, and they have fucking signed their name to it. And removed our common law court so we can't hang them through our court system. So what do we have left? The fucking second article. And that's what that son of a bitch was put in there for. If you don't believe it, read what Tench Scott said. The power of the sword is neither in the hands of the federal or the state government, but in where I pray it will ever remain in the hands of the people. Your private arms. You are the fucking defenders of this fucking nation. But you gotta do it. You can't wait. If you're waiting on somebody to fucking, put on the right fucking colored suit and put some ribbons on or something and tell you, well, now you all get together and start shooting. And you're gonna get killed and you're just the same as if you fucking stood up and did it on your own. But I guess you have to be told to fucking fight before you'll fight. Anyway, back to this Russian sending, record numbers of bullets to U.S. Exploit loopholes to get their hands on supplies of bullets and shells. I wonder what those fucking loopholes are, don't you? A new report by the U.S. Census Bureau seen by Business Daily RBK on Wednesday shows that American companies bought $157.9 million worth of Russian ammunition in just the first 10 months, and that $157 million they'll turn into fucking $2 or $3 billion. That's how much they're marking this shit up. There used to be antitrust laws that didn't allow this, but see, that was a part of the fantasy that government's going to take care of you and look out for you and make sure nobody's fucking working you like a fucking slave, and government's your friend, and government represents you. You fucking idiots for believing it. You were never depend on those bastards for anything. You were warned. And we as...
Ammunition, that's national security interest.
Yeah, that's about as national security interest as you can fucking get. And trying to disarm and fucking take ammunition away from the people are the fucking defenders of this nation, by law. By fucking law. In that second article, it says the security of a free, says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. And then Tench Koch says, who are the militia? Well, they are us. That is the people. I mean, you think about this country without the fucking American nationals in it, fucking armed and fucking ready to rock. Anybody could walk. I mean, fuck, they're walking in here any goddamn how. Because we won't stop them. But what would they fucking do if we didn't have guns? We'd be like they'd be putting us in stocks and goddamn concentration camps and anything the fucking Jews told them to do. You fucking Jews aren't going to have your way on this, I'm telling you right now. You've stepped on too many fucking, you've gone beyond the point of return. And it's going to come to you. So you fucking start sweating it. A little back your way there, buddy. You fucking old communist piece of shit. $157 million worth of Russian ammunition in just the first 10 months of 2021, the most since the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991. The previous record was $148 million in 2016. Over the course of 12 months in 2020, U.S. companies imported $120 million worth of ammo from Russia. Now, that's what they paid the Russians. But they're going to make a couple of billion dollars off $120 million. That is how high they have fucking marked it up. I guess they figure if people are going to be armed well and have plenty of ammunition, well, let it be the richer ones, the last ones that will want to step up and shoot us, because they're still making fucking money and they're still living soft lives and they're still fucking sitting on fat wallets. They're still taking vacations. They're still going on elk hunting trips up to a fucking Alaska. They're still enjoying life as much as you can in a communist fucking nation. But I guess maybe these are to be that 500 million, you know, a portion of them has to be the fucking elite. You communist loving pieces of fucking garbage out there, maybe you better think about that. You better look at your fucking, example you have of fucking red communism over there in China. You got people over there, billionaires, over here buying up our fucking country for the goddamn Chinese government, because they are Chinese. And anything that belongs to a Chinaman belongs to the Chinese government. It's called fucking communism. And fuck, we just sit there and fuck, eat it up, man. Everybody's just wishing those ships could get into fucking port so we could fucking give away some more of our country for fucking trinkets. Well, I hope that everyone in fucking sinks out there, goes back to God, takes that shit back to China. And then we'll be forced to get off our dead asses, kick our industry back into fucking gear, rebuild our fucking manufacturing, and fucking, you know, be fucking the strongest country on this goddamn planet again. Why? Not because of a fucking government, because of the individual free sovereign. Each person has the strength, such strength that when all combined, it cannot be fucking touched. And then there's all that is left is the nuclear arsenal, which says this country can never be taken. They keep telling, there's on the mainstream propaganda, which I quit watching. I still haven't watched the fucking one fucking word of it. Because all it does is confuses your mind at the time that you're trying to work the fucking problem. That's what they're trying to do. But this problem is not that fucking complicated. It's going to take fucking balls. And it's going to take, people are going to fucking die. They're going to die needlessly because this didn't have to happen. This should have been taken care of a long time ago, long before I was ever fucking born, long before my fucking dad was ever fucking born, or his dad. It should have been taken care of back when the fucking settling of this country was, you know, with that fuck. When they wrote that fucking constitution and the people didn't ratify it, they should have been all rounded up, fucking hung, every bit of wealth they had taken from this fucking country by using slave labor, using fucking servitude, should have been dispensed to the people equally, and the land would have belonged to the people equally, and then we should have had our fucking debt-free currency so that we could exploit our own fucking raw resources, and we would all be living fucking happy people. Just think how happy we would be. But that wasn't the idea. The idea, see, was all along is we're sneaky and we're tricky. See, we're Jews. We can lie and we can fucking cheat. Look at the Talmud, man. We can fuck little babies if we want to. Fuck, they don't know what we can do. And they put that into effect during the fucking old George Bush Jr., didn't they? They made Talmud fucking law, the law of this fucking land. That's what the administrative admiralty is made up of. It's just this special privileged fucking goddamn class of fucking aristocrats that are going to own the rest of us, own, and we're going to work so that they can fucking live in luxury, and we can fucking get enough to eat so that we can work another fucking day for them, not for us. And every dollar we exchange with one another, they're going to take 95 cents of it. See, that just, and you know what? They're telling it to you to your face. Every fucking day they're telling it to you to your face. There ain't like this is some kind of fucking mystery what's going on here, just like with this goddamn ammunition. The fucking retailers are making fucking bank. They are gouging you just like the gas station is. The gas station is making fucking bank. The goddamn wholesalers are making fucking bank. It's just the producers who are fucking making less. That's where the transfer is coming from. from those who produce to those who do not produce, to those who just change money, money changers. That's where all the fucking wealth's going. That's where all the fucking profit from the fucking the people's work is going, is to the fucking goddamn money changers. Oh, but you Judeo-Christians, man, you fucking don't, no, no, yeah, we're supposed to be abused like this. Yeah, those, yeah, yes, the Jews are, they're evil, fucking monstrous, fucking devil fucking people. But in the end, God's gonna forgive them because he's their chosen people, and then you can go up to heaven and be a second class fucking citizen, I suppose. Well, I ain't. I'm gonna fight you motherfuckers. Count on it. Okay, these figures, came in spite of measures brought by Washington against Russian arms. Now see, now here's the Washington at work. Here's the Pelosi shit that they were talking about. You know, I wonder how much money they got invested in fucking ammunition that's getting through these loopholes. Measures brought by Washington against Russian arms manufacturers. In August, the U.S. Department announced a second round of sanctions on the Russian Federation over its use of nerve agent in the alleged poisoning of Russian opposition figure. See, this is in their own goddamn land. This is their own, this is inside their political arena. This is none of our goddamn business. We are not the police of the fucking world. We are a sovereign nation. Our borders should be sovereign. Our fucking economy should be sovereign. But no, this is how they build a fucking world policing agency, huh? For the new world order. You're gonna, somebody in Russia killed somebody in Russia, and it's somehow it's our fucking business because he was in opposition to the fucking, I mean, goddamn, how long has this been going on? You want to go back and investigate Lenin's death? I mean, fuck you fucking idiots. So what does a sanction actually do? Who does it actually fucking hurt? Has this sanction hurt the fucking Russians? Or has it hurt you and me? Because I know I can't go afford to even buy a little bit of fucking bullets to go fucking shoot no more. But the Russians, evidently, they made a loophole so that they can keep making money. And their fucking Jew bitch fucking partners over here in the United States can make fucking hells of fucking money. And fucking the rest of you people, you peasants, you coolies, you glim, you can go to hell. Well, we'll see who puts who in hell first. Because I ain't, personally, I haven't fired, I fired maybe 3 fucking rounds sighting a gun in, and that's fucking it in a fucking, about a fucking year. I can wait, and I'm, you know, I can go out with a goddamn a BB gun and practice. I mean, my guns, you can just throw them up and hold them and aim them, fucking just throw them up and hold them and aim them. That's the best way to get to be a good shot standing up anyway, is just stand there and hold that son of a bitch until your arms won't hold it up anymore. Do that every day. Once a day, twice a day, just do it. And you, I mean, you're making yourself a better shot and you're not fucking burning ammunition doing it. The thing is, when they do come at us, we gotta unload on their fucking asses. Every fucking shot's a kill. We're not gonna play this goddamn, stupid shit that they started in Vietnam. It's, superior firepower. We put more bullets in the air, therefore we win. No. It's gonna be like back to World War II. One shot, one kill. You don't waste fucking ammunition. We got a lot of goddamn communists to kill across this goddamn planet. Okay, where were we here? The U.S. National Rifle Association complained that the sanctions would do more to hurt American businesses. Oh, see, business is all that fucking counts. We the fucking people don't count. Who do these cocksuckers represent? You know? When I was a little kid, it was when they were trying to start to get the welfare going. You know, they were trying to get, I mean, I've talked about this before, when they, you know, they sent the thing, my dad gets the thing, my dad worked all his fucking life, since he was 12 fucking years old. And he was a master mechanic, and he was fucking making a middle class fucking living, but he had 10 kids to raise, so we didn't have a whole hell of a lot. But they sent him this goddamn thing, come into this welfare office, and fill out a paper, and give us $23 and we'll give you $140 in food stamps. And fucking my mom tells my dad about it when it comes, and my dad said no. My mom started, I mean, they got a little scuffle about it, but my dad said, hell fucking no, you're not. Why? Because my dad fucking, he had this little thing, a little niche in his fucking personality. It was called logic. He told my mom, he said, yeah, they give that to me, $140 worth of their fucking little phony money, food stamp things, for fucking $23 of my fucking money that I fucking earned. And next year, that's gotta be paid for by somebody. And guess who is gonna pay for it? Then they're gonna need to give me fucking twice as much. And I'm gonna have to need to give them twice as much. Pretty soon I'm working for fucking food stamps. That's exactly what he told her. And he said, no. And that is just as simple as what it was. That fucking Jimmy Carter, that piece of communist shit. If you wanted to work, you could get, I was a kid. When I was 15, I owned my own fucking car. When I was 16, I had my own fucking house, my own fucking truck, a fucking job. I was fucking living as a free man, doing as I pleased at 16 years old, because people paid you a fucking wage. It wasn't these huge international corporations who want you to work for the slave wage that they work for in China. They want you to work for a fucking fish head and a bowl of rice. It was fucking people trying to, and people, the merchants made their fucking, they made good money. They didn't get a steal like these cocksuckers who are selling this ammo. This is goddamn theft. You are making goddamn probably 300, 400, goddamn, probably 1,000% fucking profit on this goddamn ammunition. And that's okay. Because those antitrust laws we put in place when we started exercising this power, because we wanted you to let us exercise this power we did not have. So we put this fucking, statute in place, to fucking protect you from people who would gouge you. You know, I think the antitrust law said you couldn't make over 30% on any fucking sell of an item. I think it was 30%. That was the highest you could make on any sell of any item. What happened? Well, that just went away because that was policy. Didn't have to go through no goddamn, like they did with the Volstead Act, they didn't have to go through a ratification process to end the son of a bitch, because it was nothing but fucking policy. It had no force of law. It had no force of authority behind it. So they just fucking removed it. Just like this goddamn ban on exporting our fucking oil. Been there since the fucking 70s. And then fucking just all of a sudden, like, did you see it? Did you vote on that? Did you vote on fucking letting them fucking sell our fucking oil for $15 a barrel to these motherfuckers, these internationals who have based themselves in the United States so that they could sell it on the world market so that you could compete for the petroleum products produced by your own fucking oil you're not even getting the $15 a barrel for it. Some fucking goddamn Pelosi's getting it. Or fucking, Frankenstein or fucking goddamn, Chucky Schumer. They're getting the goddamn money for the fucking oil. And then you go up and you got to compete with the world for your own fucking resources. That is not fucking how it works, people. Because those resources were taken from us. What? Without due process of the fucking law. That's it. We didn't bargain away our wealth. It was stolen from us in violation of our law. Plain and simple. Oh, man, anyway, the National Rifle Association complained. I'll tell you what, all you gun fucking manufacturers and your goddamn government, every one of you that took a fucking government contract to fuck the people with these fucking prices while you were using a loophole that ain't available to you commoners, to you goyim, well, you're going to fucking answer up too. New York AG James, we need to follow California governor's lead to allow citizens to sue gun seller makers, but they have up there. But this is by Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The New York Attorney General Letitia James, communist, stated Tuesday on ABC The View that she was looking into following Governor Gavin Newsom, communist California, recent proposal to allow private citizens to sue manufacturers and distributors of assault weapons. Now, see, we're supposed to get mad. Now, see, these fucking distributors, these same son of a bitches just got through giving us a major fucking, and they're giving us another major fucking with this ammunition that they're getting on for pennies and selling for not dollars, for hundreds of fucking dollars. They're fucking us right now, but we're all supposed to puff up. Oh, they're trying to attack our Second Amendment. No, they're attacking the corporation. They're attacking the corporations. Can they sue? Hell, they couldn't. They can sue them because they're corporations. If they were private fucking businesses under the fucking Bill of Rights, under the fucking supreme law of this fucking land, ratified December 15, 1791, take an individual to try, any individual could try to sue another individual that was working for a gun company. But if you just tried to sue them, it'd be like trying to sue somebody for making a hammer because somebody picked it up and beat somebody's brains in with it and killed them. That's how, in fact, if you tried to do it, the person that you were trying to sue, the individual, could claim a fucking infringement upon his second article fucking right. And that you were intentionally trying to change the supreme superior law of this land to suit yourself and ask to have your fucking treasonous ass hung. Corporation, you got the license. This is what comes with the fucking license and you know it. Not just the corporate welfare, not just the corporate contracts that we the people have never agreed to. We never agreed to that goddamn constitution. We never agreed to these motherfuckers having any kind of control over our fucking lands. And that's every inch of fucking public land, or our fucking resources upon and under that land. This is where the fucking rubber meets the road, people. We've been telling you from the first fucking time we started broadcasting. Right now, there's billions of dollars worth of your fucking resources going out foreign ports in your own fucking land to be manufactured in other countries by slave labor, something like bullets. I don't want bullets manufactured in fucking China. I want bullets that I manufacture my fucking self. Some of the ammunition I've seen when the ammunition was available, you fucking people wouldn't believe. I've had to knock bullets out of the fucking barrel and the goddamn powder come out. It's a bad batch. It's a bad batch, and I mean a whole goddamn case of 22 fucking shells like that. And I've had fucking big bore fucking rounds, you know, want to go high, want to go low, want to go, you know, fucking, all this fucking shit, it's garbage. You need to think about it in the time when Japan started fucking making all this shit, when they started transferring our industry over to Japan. Oh, Japanese garbage, that's what you call it. Remember Kmart fall apart? Japanese garbage? Japanese garbage is the goddamn standard today. If you want to make your own, boy, you better be ready to pay. Anyway, we've went past the top of the hour, and this will be enough to aggravate you for the day. I know it is for me. So we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, you know, just look at it for what it fucking is. They took out first it was the poor they were so concerned about. Everything, oh, we're going to help the poor, every election, the poor, the poor, the poor, the poor, and then the fucking, you know, the fucking, the other side of the fucking false left paradigm was, oh, they're trying to help the rich. They're trying to help the poor. And then it went to the middle class. We're trying to help the middle class. And now, hey, you know what? The middle class is about fucking gone. And they put the fucking mechanism in place to remove the fucking middle class. Now, small business. Small business is the only thing that's important. You're the only ones we're talking to. Stakeholders. That's what we all are. Stakeholders. I got news for you motherfuckers. I hold a stake in every inch of this goddamn country. It is fucking mine. My people were here before the fucking United States of this fucking America, before the fucking British came. And you're not taking it. You better be ready to fucking put up or shut up, because you've been doing a lot of fucking talking and you ain't done shit. Go fuck yourself. That is The Word from the Trenches.